The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 8th. Today's word is periphrasis, spelled P-E-R-I-P-H-R-A-S-I-S. Periphrasis is a noun that means use of a longer phrasing in place of a possible shorter form of expression. It can also mean an instance of periphrasis. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Yorker by Elias Muhana. Literary translation is challenging and tends to work best when the translator has recourse to the amplifying and telescoping powers of periphrasis, poetic license, and, if it comes to it, a discreet footnote here or there. Few of these tools are at the disposal of the cinematic translator. It's easy enough to point out the origins of the word periphrasis. It was borrowed into English in the early 16th century via Latin from the Greek word periphrasein, which in turn comes from the prefix peri, meaning all around, and the verb phrasein, meaning to point out. Two common descendants of phrasein in English are the words phrase and paraphrase, the latter of which combines phrasein with the prefix para, meaning closely resembling. Another phrasein descendant is the less familiar word holophrasis, H-O-L-O-P-H-R-A-S-I-S, meaning the expression of a complex of ideas in a single word or in a fixed phrase. The prefix holo, H-O-L-O, can mean completely. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.